And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Please and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is working at the big sale at Fisherman's Landing Tackle today, but Corey Sandin is here co-hosting with me today, and wow, we have a great show for you today. We have the not the entire crew, but the main crew from the American Angler. Ray and Lori and Brian are here, going to be talking some fishing here on the American Angler. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Now we're there.
Yeah, we're
now
here.
We got it. Yeah.
We got a full house, too.
Yeah, and welcome, Corey. Great to have you. And, of course, from the American Angler, Captains Brian and Ray. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, and like I said, the boss, Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Morning, guys.
Hey, great to have you. And what's happening at the American Angler?
Getting ready for another season.
Yeah, so, Ray, I understand things are, the boat is going to be going next weekend, right?
Yes, absolutely, for sure go. We're, we've got a few spots left, day and a half fishing.
Targeting, day and a half?
Yeah.
Wow.
Going to get her kicked off.
Yeah, awesome. So what are you going to do on a day?
Yellowtail and bluefin.
Yellowtail and bluefin.
Yeah.
And limiting the load to what?
As of right now, we're just going to stick to our normal load, which is 28.
28, nice.
Yeah.
Nice, on the American Angler. Mm-hmm. And so, Brian, what's that include? When you take a day and a half trip, it's kind of different than the other day and a half trips, right?
Yeah, we charge a little bit more money. I think the guys that are doing day and a half trips right now are $375. And so we charge $450, but for that, it's just... It's,
all inclusive,
you
right?
Just get on the boat.
Yeah.
We're going to dip the... Depart by 6 o'clock in the evening. So, Josh and the guys are going to be making some kind of snack to enjoy on the way out.
Nice.
And then, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, long range style.
Nice.
You know, you don't got to worry if I'm going to have a breakfast burrito or what. It's like, put your feed bag on and it's breakfast time. Just show up in the galley.
Yeah, it's long range style, right?
Sounds like good times to me.
Yeah. And so, you're going to be starting these on the weekends, right?
We're going to have weekend trips, and then you know, fish and weather permitting, you know, once we start catching, we're going to run. We did it 2 years ago, and we had a lot of success running open party. April, May, we had a lot of new faces, a lot of new customers.
Yeah,
you know, walk across the deck, and you know it. We were gifted with good sign of fish and biting fish, and so, you know, we capitalized on it, and I think we carried 600 or something new people to, you know, to our you know, just to our whole information.
600 new people
during that time. So last year, obviously, we were all gung-ho. We're going to do this again, and then obviously the obvious happened.
Yeah.
So this year, we're ready to rock.
Yeah. I think we're all ready to rock this year.
Everybody.
Yeah. And, Lori, what about the availability on that trip? Are there – I mean, I would think that those spots are going to go very quickly.
So we just put it up a couple of days ago, and there's 4 or 5 spots left. So we're kind of thinking maybe that fills up today, and then we'll put one on for next weekend and just kind of see how it goes.
So there's 4 or 5 spots left, and it leaves
on
when?
Next Friday, the 12th.
Friday the 12th. About what time?
So show up 4 to 5 for sign-in and leave at 6.
Oh, nice. So get out and nice and early. And,
yeah, we're just kind of getting our feet wet, get this one full. They go out, start weekends, and hopefully the ball will get rolling.
Yeah.
I could tell these guys like these short trips, too. It's fun. You get new people, they're back in the day and a half groove, like with where they came from, and the crew, and these two like it, so it's fun.
And
I like it because of all the new people.
And you have a chance to go catch a cow tuna on a day and a half trip, so what's wrong with that, right?
In March.
In March, yeah. They're here, right, Ray?
Yeah. This is what they're telling us, you know, that we've been blessed with all the bluefin here the last couple of years, and just it seemed 2 years ago when Brian said we had phenomenal bluefin fishing in April.
In April. Yeah.
I mean,
hearing from our eye in the sky, Tom Green, what's there and what's coming, and some reports from the skiffs within 60 miles, I mean, it's like lining up just like the last handful of years.
It sure seems like it.
And the guys that came back from longer trips, you know, on the way up, they were seeing very consistent sign of schools of that stuff. Seems like up this way, there's like when the weather's good, the skiff guys are catching, but... We're thinking that meets down there outside calling that somewhere.
Yeah, and it hasn't quite moved up yet, but it's on its way, right?
We're hoping so.
Yeah.
On its way to American Angler tags on the side of their face.
Perfect.
But then it's nice because you're leaving at 6 p.m. where a traditional day and a half is usually 9 or 10 p.m., right? So you're getting a few-hour jump. Coming from the bait end, I know. I mean, if you're getting to the bait receiver before the rest of the fleet, I know what you're doing, Brian. I'm on.
Yeah.
But being able to get that, I mean, let's just call it an extra 30 or 40 miles on top of anybody else. I mean, that's huge.
And with the way it's been, just nighttime fishing, you know, before we used to just drive around and look for signs so we're in the right area when it's gray light, but... Now you're actually driving around fishing, you know, with the whole flat fall thing and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it's evolving for sure.
Yeah. Now what about the rest of the season? What's I mean, we're going to be running day and a halfs here in the spring, and Lori, what's in store for the balance of the season there for the American Angler? I know you guys are super popular, and that's the thing. I gotta stress to our listeners: if you want to go on this day and a half on Friday, you better get on it today. By the way, can you book online?
You can. Yeah. So what I want to say about this season is I think everybody's really anxious to go fishing. If you look online at our schedule, we went back to our traditional schedule, and it looks like everything's completely booked up. One thing I don't like about booking online, I encourage people to call, because what's full today could have two spots tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I mean, things change. It's fluid. So just they'll look at it, and it's kind of disheartening to me because it shows every single trip is full. But again, that can change. It changes daily. So it's back to the traditional season with the 8 days in the early, you know, in June, into the 5 and 6, then the 7s, and then back into our fall schedule of 8 and 10s. Last year was completely different because we had to break up trips in a day and a half and 3 days, but we're feeling confident about it going back to what it was. But that's just the one thing I can say about booking online. When you look at it online, what it does today might not be what it is tomorrow.
Yeah. So when you book online, if there's a spot set there, you're good. But if it says full, the best thing to do is pick up the phone and call Lori.
That's absolutely that way, because I might have somebody on the side that's getting ready to cancel, and I know they're canceling, but I haven't taken their spot off yet. And
and you'll take waitlist people, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And you'll call them and say, hey, I got you on that 8 day, or I got you on that 5 day. Or
I mean, even for me, it's hard because I'm old school. When somebody books online, I'll follow up with a phone call, or I'll send them another email, just knowing, seeing that they booked online. Because
but just don't rely on the online system is what your message is.
That's my message.
Yeah, yeah, definitely call and get in there. Right.
She's the best.
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys, I mean, what a team. Well, look at Brian. He's just smiling. He knows. It's a great team. So, Ray, what's kind of on that day and a half on Friday, what's kind of the general plan? What's the plan of attack? Are you going to go down Colonette Way, Rockfish, Yellowtail, Bluefin?
I think so, because, you know, last weekend, the Clay on the Old Glory, they went down there and kind of scouted things out around that, you know, outside Colonette area, and not only did they see a little bit of sign of bluefin, but they also saw a sign of yellowtail on kelp patties, too. So, you know, we're just going to go down there and check it out and just see what's available. And obviously have two options just in case of the fact that we might see bluefin and yellowtail.
Yeah.
Just for you know, emergency exit.
Yeah. But if by chance you don't find the bluefin, which most likely, the amount of bluefin that's around, if anybody's going to find them, the American angler's going to find them.
We sure hope so. We're going to try our hardest.
But there's a lot of other options on that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah. Hey, Rockcod Rick is on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, pretty well. And I see it almost looks like a circus over there at Fisherman's Land. Did you see that, Corey?
I did. Are you kidding me? It's like, you know what? Where would we be this Saturday last year? Where were we?
Right at Fred Hall.
We were at Fred Hall, Long Beach.
Fred Hall, Long Beach.
We were. And I'll tell you what, it kind of looks a little similar over there, Rick. You got a lot going on.
Yeah. I was looking for the jugglers. I don't know about you guys.
You're not lying, man. It's been a wild morning, and that was exactly it. You hit the nail on the head. Like, this is when we're all supposed to be at Fred Hall, and I'm super bummed to not be in there with the AA team. Like, you got some of my most favorite people in the world in the studio there. But we're supposed to be at Long Beach, and literally last weekend we had been talking about it, and it's just not. This is when we're supposed to hook up our customers and our guys that have been throughout the year. This is when everybody gets their deal on tackle. And although it kind of doesn't make the most financial sense business-wise, because product is so hard to get and everything else, and the fishing season's so good, and the reality is you would probably sell it for regular price throughout the year. Like, that's just not what we're about. And we said, screw it, let's do a big sale. So we're having most of all of our Fred Hall show specials today. We're calling it the Spring Sale at Fisherman's Landing, and it has been super well received. There's killer discounts on reels with free Spectra and discounts on rods, and it's just been a really, really well-received thing this morning, and we're having fun. And we feel today like we're supposed to feel. We have a bunch of people in the shop, and we got a raffle for Friends of Rollo, and we got seminar later on today with Steve Carson, so we're just having a lot of fun, and Fred Hall may not be happening, but it is today at Fisherman's Landing.
So Steve Carson's going to be good. That's what the circus tent's for, Steve Carson?
That's what
he's the arena master?
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be doing a seminar today at 11 o'clock, and kind of just talking about SoCal fishing. I know he's fishing with Ray, you know, coming up here pretty quick, and he's going to do a seminar on just essential tackle for a trip of that length, you know, the rods and the reels and the gear. And, you know, SoCal fishing has kind of changed in the last couple of years with a lot more focus on bluefin and, you know, things like that. So just a gear and tackle and info seminar at 11. We're doing a really killer raffle today. We got rods and reels and a bunch of jigs and Salty Crew clothing and AFCO stuff. And all the money we're raising is going to Friends of Rollo. So we're doing a drawing at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And more than anything, we just have some really good deals on fish and tackle. And we're doing that all day today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. And can you throw out a couple of what the deal? I mean, you've alluded to Seaguar Fluorocarbon. Are there deals on Seaguar Fluorocarbon?
Every type of Seaguar Fluoro we have, gold, blue, pink, premier, it's all buy two, get one free. No limit, no size, no nothing. Just whatever you want, buy two, get one free. Obviously, the free one is equal or lesser value.
Even on, like, the coils for 150 and 200 and stuff?
Even 400 pound for guys rigging yummies and going to fish Bisbee Blue Marlin. It's all on sale. Same with the AFCO Fluoro. But, yeah, Seaguar, gold, premier, blue, and pink, all buy two, get one free. Hooks across the board, every manufacturer, buy three, get one free. We got
even
a big
Gamakatsu?
Load of Gamakatsu Nautilus. Yep,
yeah.
Nautilus has been really hard to get this year, and we just got a big load of that, so that's all buy three, get one free.
Wow.
Like I said, financially, it really didn't make sense because tackle's been so hard to get this year that really we would have sold it at regular price anyways, but that's just not how we roll, and so we're putting it all on sale and having fun and hooking up our guys. It would be normally buying this from us at the booth at Fred Hall, and yeah, it's been really good. Jigs, again, same deal, Taddy, Salus, JRI, all that's buy three, get one free. Just deals online, kill bags. It's a real one. It's a real sale.
All right, fantastic. It's going on right now, today and tomorrow, right?
Yep, 6 to 6. The doors open at 6 a.m. and they close at 6 p.m. And, yeah, we'll be doing it all day today, all day tomorrow. It's limited to stock on hand. We can't do special orders. You know, everybody knows the state that the tackle, you know, thing has been in this year, but we're very well stocked with a bunch of really good gear, and it's been crazy this morning, and hopefully we'll be for the next day and a half.
Yeah, all right, Ricky. Well, I know you'll get back to it, and then you'll be in the studio here tomorrow with Corey having a little freelance show. That's going to be fun, talking calicos and tuna and everything else. Just Corey and Rick doing a freelance, and that's going to be a fun show.
That's always a fun one,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
they're my favorite too. Yeah, no agenda, no nothing. We're just looking forward to your phone calls and questions and whatever it may be. We're ready to do it.
All right, fantastic, Rick. All right, it's going on today and tomorrow, right now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Just look for the ringleader, Steve Carson, and his. You got a little podium for him to stand and stuff like that.
Oh well, we got that guy. That guy doesn't need anything. He's the he's the ultimate seminar master.
He
you know about it, Ray.
No doubt about it. All right, thanks, Ricky. Have a great sale.
Okay, guys.
Appreciate that very much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Take care.
Steve Carson's a regular on the American Angler, too, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, great guy.
He loves
Steve. Oh, Steve's an awesome guy, and he is kind of a ringmaster, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
so knowledgeable.
Yeah, just, super knowledgeable. Yeah.
He's great on the boat. I love having him. He's just, everyone's just so, he just has so much knowledge to put out.
Yeah.
And I know Corey's the same way. Like, every little fish that comes over the side, it's like, what is this, you know, and
It's a passion.
Steve has an answer for
He's got a passion for it, too.
Yeah. Do you know, can you identify all those little fish?
I don't know.
He's pretty good at it, yeah.
His ears on that bait boat, I guarantee it, he's seen some.
I just love it. I do. I mean, I love the ocean. I love the life, everything.
Oh, yeah.
And like you, Pete, and Brian and Lori and Ray, we're all very fortunate to do what we love.
Yes.
Period.
There's no question about
that. I've been catching wolf eels lately.
Really?
Wolf eels.
Which are a northern...
Yeah, so it seems like this time of year I start getting into my crab year.
Really?
These 3-foot-long wolf eels.
Wolf eels.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's like San Francisco, Half Moon Bay kind of thing.
It's just like stuff that I catch in the traps. We're so used to like things that bite a hook and you catch rod and reel, but there's so many fish and different things that don't bite the hook and you don't really catch them on reel.
I wonder what the morays think of the wolf eels.
Different habitat.
Different habitat.
If you've ever seen a wolf eel, I mean, they're pretty darn ugly looking.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're cool.
I think that they would... give a challenge to the moray big time.
Yeah.
I'll, next time I catch one, I'll throw it in the hatch and I'll bring it in.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. For sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Oh, man, we've just scratched the surface here.
From Bluefin the Woolfields. How about that? No, we're totally stoked to have Brian, Lori, and Ray in studio with the American Angler. And, hey, if you want to give us a shout, do so. 213-432-1090. Perhaps you're on your way down to Fisherman's Landing to their big sale and listening to us on the radio. Give us a shout. Again, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego Fishwood Booger out of Seaforth Sport.
Yeah, he's starting up next weekend. So,
dude, you obviously know that when he's got his schedule starting, just like the American Angler, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
There's something going on, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth with Boog. Again, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been, and we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Cookout. Oh, this is a good time for sure.
Hey, now we forgot to mention, text the show is the other option too, of course. Text the show, and you can only do that via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Download the Let's Talk Hookup app on either your iPhone or your Android device, and you can text the show. You can listen to the show. You can listen to archives, everything on the app. And already we started with a couple of great texts that I just want to go over here. Dane in Huntington Beach wants to know what time the boat gets back on Saturday.
It actually doesn't, right?
Sunday
morning, right? So departure is?
So sign in between 4 and 5 p.m. They depart about 6 p.m. and get home.
On Friday.
Right. And Sunday morning, what rate?
So you're fishing all day on Saturday, and then you're back at the dock Sunday morning.
ETA is always a mystery because we do whatever it takes to catch fish. So
I mean, if you have to go to Olay Hills Rocks, you'll go there, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, if you end up 120 miles at 6 in the evening as it's getting dark, and then there's a little flat fall hit or something afterwards.
Sure. You'll stay there because you don't have to be back.
You might be looking at an 8 o'clock ETA, a 5 in the morning ETA on Sunday morning.
Somewhere in between.
Changes.
Just be ready to go fishing. That's the key, right, for that day and
That's
a half.
That's why these day and a half trips, I mean, we used to do them on the Queen all the time. They're the perfect trip. I mean, overnight trip, you have to be back to the dock by 8 or 9, no matter what, because you're leaving in an hour or two.
And I like the idea is that you're riding in comfort and style on the American Angler, too. The staterooms, the food, just the whole long-range experience. I'm in, man. I got to work, but I'm in.
Nice. Well, hopefully, fish permitting, is if there's sign, we're gonna start running during the week as
okay.
well.
Okay. All right. Then I can go.
Then
Corey
can
go, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, let's go. One more text before we jump into the phones. This is a really good one I want to read. And it's D. Shubin, and he says, those three in the studio mention the word family a lot when they talk about the American Angler operation. What sets them apart is the way they say family, and they mean it. If it weren't for me being out of town next weekend, I would be on that day and a half trip. Hope to be go with them on the next one. My question is, will passengers be required to bring their own pillows and blankets?
Dan Shubin, how are you? Yes, we are going to go ahead and continue. Bring your own. We'll put down a flat sheet. Our Queen Maria will put a flat sheet down for everybody and bring your own sleeping bag or pillow. Blanket. Yeah.
Which is great, really. I mean, because you look at what's happened the last year or so, and the way things are going to change for the future, really, for sanitary. Not that anything wasn't ever, but just the way that things are going to change from this point on is such a cool deal, really, Yeah, I mean, it benefits everybody.
Yeah, being able to take a few positives out of this whole negative thing that happened,
right.
For sure.
And that's kind of what I'm laying out.
Yeah, we're kind of going to stay with the same protocols that we had, just sanitizing between trips and during the trips and just the whole gig. It's the way to be.
Yeah,
it's a
great
deal.
From now and into the future, right?
Yes.
COVID or no COVID?
Yes.
Yeah, great. That's good news. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. Don from Woodland Hills. Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Boy, talking about all that bluefin just really gets me excited. But I'm going to ask the crew from the Angler to kind of fast forward to August, September time period. My question is, give me some recommendations on how to fish Dorado. How do you get bit? How do you want to fight them? What's the rig set up?
As far as getting bites, it's kind of a unique question because there's times where we see a lot of Dorado in the water and they don't bite, but then there's times where, it's just aquarium style and you just throw anything in the water. So, I mean, as far as getting a bite, I mean, you just got to throw a line in the water and just find out what kind of mood they're in, really.
And why? I always wonder about that. You see a bunch of Dorado under a kelp patty and they won't bite. And you think, these guys always want to bite. What is that? Any ideas?
It seems to me like over the years, it's typically when we first start seeing them.
Uh-huh.
And like, I see someone at kelp or you see an open water school. For some reason, like the first week or so, they're not real anxious to bite.
Yeah.
And then they once they get acclimated or whatever it is, that then they're pretty stupid at times.
Yeah.
It could be the way the current's pushing them up. Maybe the water's a couple degrees cooler than what they... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And a lot of times, too, here locally, when you stop on a kelp and they're not biting, it's because they've been hammered already.
Yes.
Several times.
They've seen that game before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Guys.
Let's go ahead and jump back into it.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Doug. Doug from Montebello. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Doug. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. I was wondering about the boat. How much work is actually done in a shipyard versus right at the dock? Because I do maintenance on it.
That's a good question. You guys are like just wrapping up.
Kind of depends, Doug.
Yeah.
Kind of depends. You know, a lot of the containment issues that we have nowadays at the dock, it's easier to do at the yard. Obviously, propellers and, you know, everything underneath the boat is done at the yard. But, you know, more and more, you know, guys are able to contain with this. I'm looking down at the fleet now. There's guys that are wrapped up in this pretty much. It's watertight, you know, shrink wrap.
Yeah.
And so guys are getting better at containing and stuff like that. So
able to do a lot of work at the dock now.
Able to do more.
So what about the maintenance on the American Angler? Are you guys done, or you just haven't started yet?
Never done.
Never done. Yeah.
Like your house.
Yeah, it's never done. Yeah. So are you? Have you already done your haul out for the year?
No. So we're every other year.
Every other year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
all right.
And we've hauled every year up until this year. It's just
Don't have to do it this year.
Yeah. The COVID thing. It's just different. And now that we're on the backside of it, the shipyards are busier than I've ever seen.
Crazy.
And it's just the whole maritime business. Sounds like the tackle business is the same.
There's
just the demand.
Wow.
Is greater than the supply right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this time last year, we were all locked up, so.
Yeah. But you guys have been doing some work at the dock here for the last month or so, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
a lot.
We've been keeping the kids busy and, you know, polishing her up. And pretty much everyone's anticipating, you know, fishing, because that's what we all love to do.
Yeah, I bet you're ready to go right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're ready to go this Friday?
Yeah, we've been.
You're
going to
be hungry on Friday, right?
We've been doing a couple months of maintenance and just getting, like I said, getting her all polished up. And so, we need to fire them up and throw some bait on and go fishing.
Get rolling.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Special guest on the line, Mike Shane from Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, gentlemen. Morning, Brian.
Hey, in this world of virtualness, Hub SeaWorld has figured out a way to do that to help raise funds for your programs. Why don't you tell us about this?
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So on April 7th, we're going to have a virtual fundraiser. And that virtual fundraiser is interactive fun and cocktails for just an hour on Wednesday, April 7th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., where when you register for the event, we're going to send you a happy hour box that's going to include a bunch of cocktails from Cutwater Spirits.
Nice.
There's going to be bingo card and swag. And so for only $75, folks, a whole household can register all their guests from the same household. Everyone will be eligible for free prize drawings for this, from prizes from AFCO, Costa Del Mar, King Seafood Company, even we're going to have an overnight stay at Sequan Resort and Casino. That includes a round of golf and lunch or dinner. So come help, sign up, support our mission and our core programs, including our aquaculture program, which I think most everyone knows about, the white sea bass replenishment work. So, again, it's only an hour of interactive fun. People can sign up. You need to sign up by March 18th. So that we can get your happy hour box sent to you with all your cocktails and swag, and hope to come out and support our mission to return to the sea some measure of the benefits derived from it.
Well, that sounds like a great fun.
Yeah, no, so it should be good. We've never obviously done this in these challenging times, so it's just an hour of your time on a Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 6:30, and you can actually learn more about the event by going to our website, hswri.org/happy hour. So that should be easy to remember. And you go there, you can find out about it, the event, as well as sign up for the event. Tickets are only $75. Again, you can register multiple guests in the same household. All registered guests are eligible for the free prize drawings. And, you know, our scientists will be online as well, and there's a whole hour of events planned for this.
So. Is it $75 per person or $75 for the whole household?
$75 for the household. So
for the whole household?
Register multiple guests. Yeah,
okay. You got multiple Cutwater hot cocktails going around, right?
Yeah, so there'll be, I think the flavors for the cocktails are going to be a tequila margarita, there's a lime vodka soda,
great stuff.
Tiki rum Mai Tai, and a gin and tonic. So,
those Cutwater Spirits canned cocktails are awesome. Well, that's great, Mike, and sounds like a fun event. Once again, if somebody wants to register, they just go to your website, right? What is it?
Yeah, it's hswri.org/happy hour.
All right. Mike Shane, Hub SeaWorld Research Institute, thanks a lot for all your hard work there and helping keep our fishing good. And good luck with the virtual happy hour and fundraiser. That sounds like fun.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Pete. Thank you, guys. Enjoy
thanks,
the day.
Shane. Appreciate that.
It sounds like a good time for sure. Hey, we got the Cast Man, and today, Pete, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch. Now, with Fish Pros Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerky fish, spices, rubs, cheese, smoked cheese. That's one of my favorites, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now their famous tuna burgers, too, and their amazing pokey kit. Call for details or order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
All right. Good morning, Castman.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey.
Castman.
Hey, man, I was going to ask you a question, Corey. I'm going down to Loretto next Sunday to fish yellowtail. Which swim bait would you recommend?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy for sure, but I'll tell you, down in those waters, Cass, I mean, with the triggers and the puffers and all that, I think the plastic is probably your worst enemy,
and probably maybe your best enemy because they'll have to eat, and then they'll buy more.
Hey, you could go right down to see Ricky today and probably get the best deal of your life.
Yeah,
year right
buy
there.
Three, get one free.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think definitely an iron or something would be better for you. And Loretto, usually a little bit deeper. I mean, that's maybe yo-yo iron.
Yo-yo.
I'm thinking full-size 6X.
There it is.
Yeah. Maybe some of the hard baits. You know what? We did really well on down there on the Cabrillo.
The Colt Sniper?
The Colt Sniper stick baits, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That 170 size Colt Sniper, the Cabrillo were just all over it.
Which is the hard jerk bait and would be better for up shallow. You know, like up tight against the rocks, like calico fishing.
Right. And the triggers can't eat it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Your worst enemy down there for sure.
Well, good luck, Castman.
Yeah. Anyway, our man down there, La Playita, there in San Jose del Cabo, Baja, Bob Lewis, he was telling me, I guess this week there was a lot of wind. Some of the strongest wind he's seen basically all winter. But the boats that are getting out are getting out early, and there's basically no surface fish right now. No wahoo, no dorado, no tuna, mostly bottom fish there. Some nice amberjack being caught, of course, some grouper, lots of red snapper, the real good eating stuff, the Wachinango. So that's basically going on down there along the beaches there, a good bite on Sierras. I talked with Danny Talamantes, our charter master there in Loretto, who'll be providing all our boats for our Let's Talk Hookup Yellowtail Rumble. They're May 2 to 6. He says basically they're getting out early before the winds pick up, fishing out at Isla Carmen there at Punta Lobo, and they're getting some nice grade yellowtail there, 25, 30 pounds. Both on live bait and, of course, the iron. So some really good fishing going on there. And besides, you know, the yellowtail there, they're also getting the cabrilla and a bunch of bass that are in that area. But, Pete, that's the report for this week. Seems like with these people starting to get their first and second COVID shots, they're getting interested to start traveling again.
Oh,
so we're starting
to
get some booking now. You know, as far as the East Cape and San Jose del Cabo go. And I just wanted to make an announcement, too. I put together another Pedicy Panama trip, which I call Panama on a Budget. It's going to be a full week down there starting June 1st to June 8th. And it's going to be basically all-inclusive except for drinks. 4 days ponga fishing there on the Tuna Coast there in Pedicy. And 1649 plus airfare, and it'll be a fabulous trip. Anybody wants to join me on that? We've got 8 guys on that trip right now, and I could use 8 more. So anybody interested, give me a call. 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man. Talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, all right, boys.
Yeah, good hearing from you too, Cass. Hey, you're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be back with more fish reports and your calls when we return on the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Talk about Shimano Trunks. Is that like the best reel for calico bass?
It really is, Pete. I'll tell you, I've had other reels in the past. This year, last year I got the Trunks 200. I loaded up on a couple of them from the local shops. This year, I've already purchased into three of them from our local shops.
There you go.
What does that tell you?
Yeah. Well,
Trunks 300HG.
Trunks 300HG is your go-to. You know, we were just talking about throwing those stick baits, those Colt Sniper stick baits down on Loretto. Trunks 400. Power, castability, and the line capacity. You pin that drag down with sometimes those things are hard to stop.
300 will work, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They both work, 300, 400. But Shimano Trunks, from the 200 all the way up to the big, powerful 500, it is your go-to reel when you're looking for the ultimate level wine reel. Shimano Trunks at your local Shimano dealer.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing, and now also La Bacana Sport Fishing. From world-class yellowtail and calicos at Cedros to grouper and estuary fishing at La Bacana. Our Cedros Lodge is nestled on the cliff's edge, and the bungalows at La Bacana are within steps to the Pacific Ocean. Both trips depart through the CBX in San Diego, and the flights are direct. Two awesome destinations with the same great service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. And
yeah.
We're just having a great time.
Yeah, eating Wolfield. Yeah.
All right, talking Wolfield, talking
moray,
bluefin tuna.
Oh, bluefin tuna and yellowtail. And
hey, there is one open line if you want to give us a shout at 213-432-1090.
Yeah.
Give us a call. Your chance to win a full-day trip on the San Diego.
How about that?
And he's going to start running, right?
Yeah, next weekend.
Next weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
I asked him last night, are you going to have Matt drive? He said, oh, no, I'm going to drive the first
day. Oh, he's going to drive. Get him Ryan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You drive that boat once in a while.
Yeah, I used to, but now with Matt, it's actually the first trip Matt ever ran. It's like I was supposed to run it.
Yeah.
And I went down there and said, you got it, Matt.
And now look at him.
He's
running the boat almost all the time.
As good or better than the old bug is.
Yeah, he's got it down. So book your reservations at C4 Sport Fishing. I'm sure it's going to be a popular trip. No question about that. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Ed. Ed Cohn from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed, and welcome to the show this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I got a couple questions. First one is got my second vaccine shot, and I was wondering, do I still need to get tested to be on the boats? And my second question is, now that the recall effort on the governor is pretty much a sure thing, is what about that AB 30 bill? And now, will that start all over again or whatever on that?
AB 3030 is not going away. It is in our backyard, and it is potentially devastating to all all people in California, both on land and at sea. So you need to stay in tune with CCA California, support CCA California, give that $10 automatic donation every month.
That's hardly anything. Think about that, $10 a month. And Wayne there and Chris are absolutely battling.
Absolutely, no question about it. So, whether Gavin Newsom is here or not, AB 3030 is not going away. So we need to defeat that thing for sure. What about the other things there, guys?
As far as our COVID protocol on our day and a half, it's going to be temperature, and, of course, everyone's going to be masked up the whole time.
On the day and a half, don't need a COVID test.
Do not need a COVID test.
Yeah.
And our first long trip is in the end of May. And so things have been changing so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, daily, it seems like.
I mean, they're saying that literally anybody that wants to be vaccinated by the end of May will be.
Will be.
Yeah. So
we'll see.
Yeah. Well, as it gets closer, we'll talk about it. Obviously, we're going to address it like a month or so ahead, but.
Well, so we sit in the office almost daily and talk about it, the three of us.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Brian keeps reminding us it's going to change. Things are changing daily.
For the better.
I've been anxious. What are we going to do? How are we going to just wait? Everything's changing. More people are getting vaccinated. Everybody I talk to on the phone, I talk to at least 2-3 passengers a day. Oh, I just got my second vaccine. So
yeah, just like
these
Ed.
Guys are right.
Just like Ed. Yeah, it's happening as we speak. So it's all good.
It's all good for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good questions there. Appreciate that. A nice text from John in Leucadia. Captain Brian's mentorship with his crew, past and present, is legendary. Taro, Andrew, Cameron, etc. Ray, right? Yeah. Operationally, the most professional and the smoothest, hands down, from start to finish. Can't wait to get on board again.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
The latest kid, we had Bobby. How long did Bobby work for us?
Six, seven years.
You know, he got on the boat. He was 18 years old. And I remember him down the side because he came from Marina Del Rey on the Spitfire. Somebody would catch a 2-pound whitefish. He'd go, Brian. And I'd look over the side and he'd be holding up this 2-pound whitefish, all stoked. But he just recently became the owner of one of our local albacore boats.
Oh, really?
Here in the harbor, the Anna Marie. So,
oh, no kidding.
He's down there doing bulwark on that, you know, full speed. He's been commercial albacore fishing the last 6 or 7 years. So
wow.
Now he's the owner, operator, captain, just in charge of all the stress and finances. We're pretty proud of him as well.
Yeah, you should be. A lot of, yeah. Look at Taro now, right?
Yeah, they're all, it's crazy now. I go out on the ocean and drive around, especially when we fish locally for bluefin. Andrew, all these guys are sideways getting them, and I'm the only guy driving around.
Oh, come on.
Just like,
you get them. Yeah.
All these young kids are out fishing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we know the real truth, right, Ray? For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for that text. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Lonnie. Lonnie, calling from San Diego. Good morning, Lonnie. Welcome to the show.
Morning, anglers. I have a couple questions. On the day and a half trip, what size line do you need? And is there a tackle that I can rent?
Yes, there is. There's tackle you can rent. You know, when you come see Lori and you sign up, or when you're signing in, just let her know what you might possibly need, and she'll just make a side note, and then you know, once you get on the boat, the guys will get you all dialed in for what you might need. And as far as what to bring, you know, this time of year, like we were talking about earlier, it's just there's just so many unknowns. But there, a lot of the fish that we have been seeing is anywhere from 25 to 200 pounds.
Yeah.
This time of year, so you know, just bring the kitchen sink.
So what's the yellowtail setup, yo-yo?
You know, I would say this time of year, kelp patty, yellowtail, and I would probably say fly line, you know, a lighter line outfit, you know.
25, 30
pounds, something like that.
Okay.
And then obviously your bluefin, it's just, you got to bring everything because you just never know.
Yeah. and what about kite gear? I mean, is it possible that you might be flying the kite if you see a spot of bluefin?
Possible, but.
And you provide that?
Yes, we will provide that, you know, so don't worry about that. Don't feel undergunned by any means, because a lot of times, you know, guys new to this, they might feel undergunned or intimidated, but just bring what you have, and then we'll take it from there, and whatever you don't have, we'll take care of you.
Lori, if you don't have the gear, they would call you in the office and just say, hey, can you loan me some gear?
Yeah, and so the guys really have enough set up for, what, 8-10 people to walk on with nothing. And if they just let us know, then I make a note and I make a little list for the crew. And as they're leaving, I'll introduce the crew to the guys that need the gear. And they're fantastic about taking care of them and taking them under their wing.
Yeah, so don't worry. If you don't have the gear, it's not a problem on the American Angler.
Do you ever have people that come from back east or somewhere that travel with nothing and literally hop on the boat and here we go?
We do, and we have conversations about it. And the one thing I do tell them if it's a longer trip is, you know, invest in rubber boots, and that's all you need. Bring a pair of boots and get on the boat. And the guys will take care of the rest.
I mean, there could be somebody listening that has listened to the show and never made this kind of trip and maybe has.
Yeah, I've been on the fence about it.
Yeah, right? Maybe.
Just bring your suitcase. Just show up.
Yes. Hey, may ride with Booger or Taro, you know, go through quarter-day fish. Might have 20 to 30-pound outfits, but literally jump on the boat with nothing.
I am in a fantastic position because I can say that, and Brian and Ray and the crew make it all come true. They walk on the boat and they just take care of everything.
You make commitments for them and they fulfill them.
They do. It's pretty
awesome. That works out well, Lori.
I could be a hero and have nothing to do with it.
Oh, come on. You have a lot to do with it. We know the real story, right, Brian?
Oh, we have them from Alaska. We have regulars from all across the country.
And that's the cool thing about like a day and a half that you're doing this Friday evening, is this is an introductory lesson or an introductory fishing trip or vacation to where you're going to be part of the family and you're probably going to be hooked. And it's kind of, you guys know what you're doing. You're trying to introduce people to the American Angler family, and then you show them what the real deal is.
Yeah, not only, I mean, the fishing's the fishing, but the crew, we have an awesome group of guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Regardless if we're just driving around looking for fish and I'm stressed out, they're down there joking with the guys and, you know, just whooping it up, having a good time.
Oh,
so
fun.
We're super, super lucky to have a great group of guys down there, which makes the fishing trip.
Yeah. No question. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Big Dave and Ladera Ranch wanted to know the website for the virtual happy hour for Hub SeaWorld. And that is basically the first letters of Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. So that would be Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. Take the first letter of each one of those words and then add ORG, and that's the website. Easy way to remember.
Simple enough.
For sure. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones. They're packed up.
They are. They want to be a part of the American Angler family. John from San Diego, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. I know on the longer trips, part of the focus is catching yellowtail at night, but I don't hear about that being done too often locally. Do you see opportunities for catching yellowtail at night locally?
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, not really. I mean, it's a lot of the structure spots, Guadalupe and Alejos Rocks, were there during the daytime fishing for surface species. So obviously at nighttime, as captain, we could anchor the boats in a likely spot next to pinnacles or whatever. But it seems like here locally, like guys fishing San Clemente Island or the Coronados, we're never there at night. And so I would say if you're a nighttime aficionado, right now on squid bed type fishing
is your
nighttime gig. That's the nighttime gig.
Vampire
here locally,
fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not to say that you couldn't go out to La Jolla right now and spend all night and catch something, but it's just there's not a whole lot of guys that do it.
So when you guys are at Alejos Rocks or at Guadalupe, will you fish yellows at night?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Probably speaking for the guys who were fortunate enough to be out last year, but we saw one of the craziest phenomenons, you know, as far as fishing goes, with the yellowtail at nighttime out there at the Alejos Banks. It was incredible nighttime fishing.
I mean, tell us about it.
Obviously you had to be there, but man, it was just dinner was served and everyone just got geared up and just went to town because those things showed up in full force, and it literally lasted from after dinner until 4 in the morning.
Oh.
Limit-style fishing on 25 to 55-pounders.
Wait. 25 to 55-pound yellowtail?
Great fish.
Oh, I think we weighed quite a few of them when we got back, and the average was like 39 pounds or something like that.
The average?
Average.
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 Holy mackerel.
Like, if you wanted to go get your five,
Yeah.
Sometimes it took 15 minutes. Sometimes it took 3 hours. But
catch at will. Go catch a couple. Go take a nap. Come back out. Catch a few more.
How do you stop those big ones, though? Because you're fishing rocks, right?
You know, we kind of fished a round structure, kind of a medium bottom, per se. You know, we weren't fishing right on top of a big pinnacle. But yeah. So we were actually able to land quite a few of them where, you know, guys are just dropping down with their big macro on a sink dropper loop and... You just hold on.
Just hang on. Yeah, they know how to get to those rocks.
Those right? are good ones.
It was incredible. I mean, just when you thought that it was going to end, you know, it's like, oh, man, this is only going to last an hour or something. Or it would kind of slow down, and, man, here comes the next wave. And
wow.
It was just on.
And this was springtime? Or
this was fall.
In fall?
Yeah, this was fall.
Wow.
This was fall.
But you guys get them down there, like, on eight-day trips in the spring, summer, and
historically, right? In June is when we catch good yellowtail on the bottom and stuff like that at nighttime. And when this was going on, me and Frank were talked about it several times on the dock. We had both never even heard about this kind of fishing in the fall that was going on. It was incredible. It lasted for a month at least.
Yeah, I was going to say, normally in the spring we see it for maybe just, you know, a week or two, or someone gets like the big cherry hit on them. And then that's it. You know, you scratch a few. But, man, it lasted a few, like a month, 2 months, maybe 3 months.
I bet they're still there.
Oh, yeah.
They're there right now as we speak.
Yeah.
It's those first June 8-dayers that are going to go weather permitting.
So that's your first 8-day trips are June?
The end of May, beginning of May, June. Pretty much, we have 3 8-day trips. Every year.
Lori, are there any spots available on those June trips?
No, not right now, but on those first 2 months, there's not a standby list, so one cancellation and...
And you could be in.
You said there's no standby list, so somebody could give you a shout.
Exactly.
Somebody could give you a shout and literally... Because it always happens. It always happens where somebody or a pair of guys have to back out for a reason or whatever, health issue or family.
I'd be really happy to have a standby list.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and those are fun trips because you have the option. Let's see, one of the prime months for the bluefin last year, if I recall, was May, June, right?
Mm-hmm. May, June, yeah.
So you have the option to do that. You have the option to go down and catch that Alejos yellow. There's a lot of options.
Yeah, we've seen
like that.
Plenty good tuna fishing on the ridge that time of year as well. So
wow, get on it.
That's good stuff. All right, hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.